Thank you for inviting me, Jess.
Oh, anytime. The Phantom Dancer has such a huge cult following. People love it, and I'm one of the many.
Thank you very much.
Now, Greg, for anyone out there who's listening right now and loves jazz music, or maybe doesn't, what was it that got you into jazz music? What was it that made you fall in love with the genre?
When I was about 3 years old, I happened to be put in front of the TV and Louis Armstrong came on playing his trumpet with his white handkerchief.
Oh, wow.
And the sounds that came out of that trumpet was like he was talking, and I was mesmerized. And I thought, this is it. This is the music that I love. And it was seasoned with the fact that at that time it was very hard to hear that music, or at least in my household anyway. So rarity makes it all the sweeter.
I completely agree. Now, you've got a gig coming up very, very shortly at the Django Bar tomorrow night.
That's right.
You'll be playing with a trio, am I right?
With a trio, yep. With Jeff Power,
yep.
Who's playing sousaphone and cornet. Mm-hmm. He is a fantastic exponent of the 1920s and swing style. He's done 11 tours of the US now.
Gosh.
ARIA nominee on jazz trumpet. Graham Conlon will be playing banjo doubling guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who know your jazz, you'd certainly know Graham. And he was a guitarist for the wonderful, wonderful Ricky May.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he's a fantastic guitarist. And we have an up-and-coming jazz daddy.
Ooh.
Playing alto and soprano sax.
Ooh.
He's only 14 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he is. He's only 14 years old. He's already attracted attention. He played with Anna Friend at 505 and with Dennis de Blasio, who was a musical director for Maynard Ferguson when he was out here. And his name is Damon, but I can't think of his last name.
Now, I was saying before to you, saxophone was always something I wanted to play as a kid. It's the most beautiful instrument, and I feel like the jazz genre just gives it such an amazing platform to be an incredible instrument. It's the same for all instruments, but none more so than the voice. Now, you croon so beautifully with jazz music. It is stunning to listen to. What is your process getting ready for a gig? Is it a complicated process?
Now, that's a very, very good question. I suppose it is a long-term process.
Okay.
Because I practice every day, but I don't practice to jazz. The reason being is that when I'm on stage with the band, I think part of the thing that makes the band interesting is that we don't rehearse, we just listen to each other.
Gorgeous.
And it happens. Mm. And I think that's what jazz should be.
Organic.
So I practice at home doing scales, and I sing arias, and I sing along to Pavarotti and Carreras.
Gosh.
And so I sing those.
Polar opposite of jazz.
But the thing is, good singing, I believe, is bel canto singing.
Okay.
And good technique is important to sing any style of song.
Mm.
And the person who I trained to sing with is a fellow called Steve Ostro. And Steve Ostro was an opera singer and a New York eccentric. He founded the Continental Baths in New York in 1960s.
Okay.
So he was the person who discovered Bette Midler and Barry Manilow. He relaunched Peter Allen's career. He booked people like Cab Calloway, Margaret Whiting, Sarah Vaughan.
My gosh.
But his forte is good voice production and being able to sing bel canto, so that you could sing opera if you like, or you could sing jazz. It's all got to do with technique.
Gorgeous.
Just like with playing an instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to play any note that is thrown at you.
That's right. So one of the old singers who I really love is a South African, Lebanese South African singer who made his mark with London dance bands in the 1930s. It was a fellow called Al Bowley. And his career follows my small career in a way, in that when we started off, our singing wasn't all that very good. And people would say, oh, no, you can't sing. What is it? And he had the same thing. But he He practiced and he practiced and he practiced bel canto. And he was able to, and I am able to, sing in small to medium-sized rooms with a band without a microphone.
Gosh.
So we can produce.
The gusto that we needs to produce. Go with it, yes.
And that's all part of the entertainment.
It is. Jazz entertainment, there is no greater genre in my opinion. The spectacle of it is something to behold.
Oh, absolutely. When a band is cooking, as they say, when everyone is listening to each other and improvising off each other, you know, throwing one riff against the other, it is just wonderful to see. It is theatre in itself.
It is indeed. And now adding to the theatre at this next gig tomorrow night, you've got dancers as well, swing dancers coming along for the ride.
Oh, and they are absolutely wonderful. I love swing dancers. To watch them in their ties and pearls, swinging around, throwing each other about.
They're so
athletic.
They defy gravity in a lot of situations, in my opinion.
Just extraordinary.
You should not get that high, young lady, when thrown into the air. They're so beautiful, and it must be so fun to play to that energy as well.
Oh, you betcha. You're absolutely right. And it's the energy is so exciting. I love watching them from the stage. People love watching them in the audience. And the All About Swing dancers themselves are a wonderful bunch of people, not only to watch, but also, you know, they're very friendly.
Yeah.
And they're very accommodating. So if you're interested in, if you've always thought to yourself, oh, I love swing dancing, I would love to learn, come along tomorrow to the Django Bar, watch them, and go and talk to them. Talk to them about lessons.
Yeah.
Why not? Introduce yourself.
Have a little chit-chat. Have a little chin-wag.
Yeah.
Have a look at it. See and think, oh, my goodness. Probably won't be able to do that, but I'll give it a go. That's what I think when I see swing dancers. I go, I would love to have that much rhythm and be that in time with music.
And, you know, it's a little secret. I have two left feet.
But it's okay because you've got a golden voice, Greg. It's all okay. It all makes up. So we're at Django Bar tomorrow night.
That's right.
Doors open at 6. Show starts at 8.
Show starts at 8. So you can get dinner there. The pizzas at the Django Bar Camelot Lounge.
Now, I've heard this. I've heard this from more than one person, that the pizzas at Django Bar are amazing.
I was the first time I ever went to the Camelot Lounge, which the Django Bar and the Camelot Lounge are in the same building, opposite Sydenham Station in Marrickville. And the first time I was there to see a band and I had a pizza, I thought, oh, yeah, pizza. But when I bit into it, I thought, my goodness. It's just worth coming here alone for that pizza.
Well, there we go. We've got three great reasons for you to get down to Django Bar tomorrow night. We've got Greg Poppleton singing amazing jazz music. We've got incredible swing dancers and we've got good pizza.
What a
more
package.
Could you want? There's the holy trifecta for a Sunday night. Greg, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.